Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all of my soldiers worldwide. You are now rocking with the best. Soul Ties Podcast. I am the Love and Life Coach, Dale Lawrence. And joining me is none other than the great, the People's Bishop.
The People's Bishop.
Bishop Kevin Foreman.
Yes, sir. You know why? You know where that saying, the People's Bishop, came from? It came from because I really care about the people that I lead, that I influence, that I speak life into. And some people can love crowds, but not necessarily love people. So I love people. So I love that saying, the People's Bishop, because I love people just like you do, too.
Yeah, man. And you know, it also reminds me of the People's Champ. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's so affectionate toward God's people. And The name fits you well, just like the moniker of the Love and Life Coach, the moniker of the Hope Dealer, the moniker of the hip-hop apostle.
No, you got to say it like you know, like you from Deep South. You got to put that T in there. Apostle. You got to put that T in there. You know, that's it. By the way, y'all, that is not how you say that word.
Exactly.
It is apostle. But if you're in Deep South, you know, you got to put that T on there so you
man,
sound sanctified. Apostle.
Come on, man. You better believe it, man. Tell them. You know, we some Memphis boys, but you up there right in the mountains, and I'm still down here in Memphis, but we go always represent wherever we go.
Yes, sir.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in, and make sure you leave a review and comment.
Yes.
Thank you for all the love that you show each and every month. We got incredible content coming for you each and every month. And make sure you continue to support the podcast by sharing it with somebody you know that
can,
you know, that will benefit from this incredible wisdom that you get from the Love and Life Coach and the People's Bishop. Now, without further ado, let's get to the topic at hand.
Let's go.
Honor. The world does not know enough about honor.
No.
Now, me and Bishop, this my bro cuz, as you all know, we talk every day, at least two or three times a day. And, you know, we talk, you know, our conversations go from, I mean, north, south, east, and west. We talk about everything. And every now and then, there'll be a moment where it'll be an aha moment, and then I'll say, that's it. That's what we're talking about next month for the podcast, or vice versa. And honor was something that just hit me in a conversation that we had that came up. And before we get into the three questions, Bishop, that I want to ask you that we always sets the tone for our episodes, is let's look at the definition of the word honor. Let's look at that.
Let's do it.
Now, according to the Webster's definition in the dictionary, it's very simple definition, high respect,
right,
great esteem,
right,
to regard with great respect. I mean, it's just variations of the highest form of respect and the greatest of esteem. And when you look at synonyms, some of the synonyms, the words that it has, I mean, I know you're really going to go in on some of this. Honor, worship is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Credit is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Greatness. Elevation. Tribute.
Yeah.
Reverence. So let's begin first with the culture of honor in the world today. How do you test the temperature? What do you think right now? You know, I don't think that there's a big culture of honor here today. I know we were talking and you were telling me about a situation that happened with the church is escaping my mind. Hillsong. Hillsong. We talked about the Malcolm X situation.
Right.
You was telling me about the documentary on Netflix, and that just began this snowball effect on how we were talking about honor. Let's just go there for a minute, just using that contemporary example and that in the past example. In those cases, yeah, honor. Let's go there.
Let's go. So, you know, I think the temperature of honor is this. I think for many people, the temperature of honor, let me just say this, globally, I think, you know, and just societally, the temperature and the level of honor is very low. It's very low. Mm. Honor flows up, honor flows down, honor flows around. Mm. Honor goes every direction. You honor up those that are above you, leaders, pastors, your superiors on your job, supervisors, right? You honor mother, father, you honor up. But then you also honor those that are equal to you. Because the Bible says that we were all made and created and crowned with glory and honor, which means every person has a crown. It may not be equal to yours, but they have one. But everybody is due some level of honor. Honor above you, all right? Then honor those that are equal to you, and then you honor those that are below you. I think the reality is that we live in a culture and a society where most people are like, bump them, bump them, bump them, forget them, forget them. And that's because there's so much trauma. Trauma can end up affecting your ability to honor because you hold new people responsible for the actions of old people.
Oh, that's good.
So what happens is if you had an abusive father, now you don't honor any man. You don't honor any male authority. You don't honor any male leadership. I'm using that as an example.
Right.
You know, if you had a bad relationship with your mom, now you don't honor any woman. You don't honor any, you know, female in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So I think just overall, the level of honor that exists in culture is very low. But I believe that's number one because there's been so much trauma, and that trauma has affected, unfortunately, negatively, how people interact with one another on a daily basis. I mean, just look at even how people talk to one another and speak to one another. Honor is something that if I was to say 10 is hot and 0 is not, it ain't a 0, but I'm going to say it's like, you know, somewhere between 3 to 5.
Right.
And, you know, you brought up one of the things we talked about. I was watching that Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X documentary. And what was interesting about it, and here's the, because you said some great things using the synonyms of honor. Honor is something that is due to a person. Romans says this. It says, honor to whom all honor is due. Reverence to whom all reverence is due. Or use the word fear, but that means reverence. To who it's due. Which means that there are some people that are due honor, which is why we do honor. Mm. I'll say it again. Mm. There's some people that are due honor, yeah. D-U-E, yeah. Which is why we do honor, D-O.
Yeah.
And so Malcolm X, you know, the story is he was, you know, had a, you know, jacked up life as it relates to, you know, got involved in some crazy things. His father, you know, was murdered by white supremacists. Here we go. Trauma. That trauma now, you know, Malcolm X gets locked up. He converts to become a, you know, part of the Nation of Islam, the Black Muslim movement, as it was called in those times. And, you know, Elijah Muhammad does all of this. He really looks at Elijah Muhammad as a father, as a spiritual father, as a leader. And despite the fact that, you know, we obviously know that that Jesus is the way, there's a principle at play there. Elijah Muhammad, you know, is, you know, teaches Malcolm everything that he knows. These are Malcolm's words. In fact, when Malcolm would speak, Malcolm would say, as the listen, I love the movie, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches you and I, you know, everything that came out of his mouth, he was parroting and echoing what he heard from his leader. And, you know, of course, we weren't there to see the internal dynamics, but the way the story goes, the way the documentary goes, is that Malcolm finds out some negative information that he perceives to be negative about Elijah Muhammad. And essentially that begins to create a rift. So what do we have? The first, what we have is that now Malcolm later says, and I saw this, he said it on screen, Pastor. He says, you know, the Black Muslim movement, is they're afraid, I'm going to say, the real reason that there's a rift, and the real reason is that Elijah Muhammad has these illegitimate kids by these personal secretaries. He says that publicly, openly, on camera. And again, we don't know all of the internal rift, but when I saw that, it immediately changed my perspective, because for years, my perspective was that this is so wrong how the Nation of Islam did him, and that may still be true. It's so wrong how all of these things happened, so wrong how all of this happened. You know, that's a mess. You know, then, of course, you know, the FBI was sitting there feeding the rift, feeding the dissension between the two. That's, you know, proven. And what was amazing is, though, when I saw that, I said, wait a minute. I was watching. I started shaking my head. I said, oh, my God. I said, no, he shouldn't have said that, because he felt like, because he knew some, you know, quote unquote dirt, that he was now entitled to dishonor. And I think one of the things that happens is this recognition that honor is due to certain people, which is why we do honor. It's not because they're perfect. It's not because they do. And guess what? You're not perfect either.
That's it.
Nobody's perfect.
Right.
It's not because they're perfect. It's not because they do everything right. It's not because they don't make any mistakes. It's not because nothing goes wrong. It's not because of any of those reasons. It is simply because they are due honor. And that's the people that are above you. They are due honor. So in that instance, I was like, oh my God, well, it's so sad to see, you know, this great, powerful, strong Black leader out, how the end of his life was. And I'm not by any means passing judgment on him. So let me just be clear to him. But I am sitting in the seat of an observer, because one of the best things you could do is realize that, you know, experience is not the best teacher. Somebody else's experience is. I ain't got to go through it. If I can watch you go through it, know what not to do or what to do. Mm-hmm. When I saw that, I said he violated honor. I said, because it wasn't his place to discuss what he felt was negative about his leader, which didn't need to be discussed. It's the same thing with Noah. Let me give you a biblical example. Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Ham went and told his brothers that their father was uncovered in the tent. He runs and tells his brothers, daddy in there drinking naked, acting a fool, doing crazy stuff. Why did they need to know that? They didn't. See, he felt like, I'm going to tell this information as a way to, you know, to be, you know, whatever, you know, to make them think I'm something, make them think I know something. But the Bible says that the other two brothers, they walked backwards. Watch me. They wouldn't even look at the nakedness of their father, because he was due honor. So they due honor. So even though what Noah was doing, pay attention, was wrong.
Yes.
They still covered him. Now, I want to say something, Pastor, because I hear somebody saying, well, okay, what about, Bishop, what about if you got a father that's sexually abusing his child, and are you supposed to cover that up? No.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about things that are detrimental, that are hurtful, that are, negative like that. No. I just want to throw that out there, because I can hear somebody saying, well, is he trying to say? No. I'm not talking about that. But the question is, what did Ham reporting that information, what was the purpose of it? What was it going to do?
Right.
Okay? So when you're looking at honor, the point is, okay, so what is this going to do? Me telling, or him telling his brother, Shem and Japheth, like, what was it going to do? All you were doing is you wanted to feel like you had something on who you were supposed to honor. And that's dishonorable.
Wow. And it's so good that you segued with Noah, because that's where I was going for the first group of individuals that we must honor. Ten Commandments, honor thy mother and father.
Sure.
It is so hard for people, like you said. I'm so glad you went there. You went, you know, as always, you in the spirit.
When got the Holy Ghost.
Got the Holy Ghost. Come on. That when a father didn't bother, or a mother that didn't cover, that gives kids the excuse, or let's say the dad's on drugs, or the mom's on drugs, or the mom was a prostitute, or the dad's, you know what I'm saying, was a gambler, or a cheater, or an adulterer, whatever. Kids tend to, you know, think that because their parents are humans, that gives them the right to dishonor them because of their faults, or because of the discovery of their parents' faults. Speak on that.
Great question.
Because I know, for me, in order to forgive my mother and my father,
right,
God had to let me know that regardless of what they did to me and how I felt they did not, quote unquote, parent me the correct way, I still had to honor them. It was a commandment.
It's a commandment because, again, they're due honor. And it does, and due honor doesn't mean that you agree with what they do. It doesn't mean that you love what they do. It means that you simply respect. Here it is, the seat that they hold. Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
So the honor is for the seat, not necessarily for the human in the seat. And what you have to understand is that if you sow dishonor, you will reap dishonor. It's just that simple. I think I'll use one other biblical example. David. Saul tried to kill David. Saul was the king. Saul tried to kill David several times. And you want to know what Saul says? Here's what Saul or what David says. When they were like, "Oh, let's get Saul, let's get Saul." David says this: "Touch not my prophet, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm." That's David talking about Saul, the man trying to kill him. But because of the seat that he held, he said, "I will not raise my tongue against him. I will honor him and I will respect him." See, everybody wants to know why did God use David? It's not because David was sinless, because David was a whole monger. Let's go. David had a whole issue, Bathsheba, the list goes on. David had tons of issues, but guess what David was? He was honorable. Honor will get you where talent, skill, ability cannot. Honor will get you where talent, skill, ability cannot. And so it's the same principle. I'm not necessarily honoring, it's not the person, it's the seat that they hold. Wow. It's the same reason why you didn't have to vote for the president. The last guy that was in the office.
Right, right.
Frankly, I didn't enjoy. I didn't like. I won't say tell who the last guy was. All right. But you can tell from everybody, he's the last guy. Right. But if the president was to walk in the room, everyone would stand. Mm. Why? It's because it's not honoring that man, it's honoring that seat that man sits in.
Right, right.
And I think that's the key concept for honor, is that it's not that I'm necessary. It's not that I even like you. I just honor the seat that you hold.
That's good. That's good.
Because if you sow dishonor, you're going to reap dishonor.
Say that again.
Yeah. If you sow dishonor, you're going to reap dishonor. So for some of you parents, you're like, "My kids don't respect me." Do you respect your pastor? Do you honor your pastor? Mm. Do you honor your leader? Do you honor who's above you? Because if you don't honor who's above you, then who's below you won't honor you. It's very simple.
Wow. Well, let's speak to that. You're segueing there, so let's jump there.
Let's jump.
The seat of the spiritual leader, the pastor.
Sure.
A lot of people are misinformed and not informed. Explain to them the seat and the importance of the pastor or the spiritual leader as it pertains to honor.
Oh, my God. So this is really good. So, again, I'll just keep it simple.
Just a crash course for dummies. Just people who don't know.
Like my Spanish for Dummies that I'm still on disc 2 7 years later. Listen, that's because there's no more discs. But anyway, right. So here we go. So what happens when it comes to the entirety of the concept of honor, respect, love for spiritual leadership? Several different places that we could go, but I want to just give you a simple scripture. And I will go, we can go Jeremiah. And let me give you this. We could go Jeremiah and, I want to keep it simple. So, okay, let me back it up. Let's do it like this. Let's just keep it simple. Romans, honor to whom honor is due.
Okay.
Honor to whom honor is due. Spiritual leadership is due honor. Not necessarily because of who they are, but because of the seat that they hold. And watch me, not just your spiritual leader, but all spiritual leaders. Mm. Some people will they'll come to one spiritual leader talking trash about another spiritual leader. Well, that's dishonorable. That's dishonorable within itself. The entirety of the concept, is that God says honor is due. That honor is respect. All those words you just gave. But here's a couple of pieces of proof of honor. Number one, proof of honor is adaptation. Adaptation.
Okay.
All right. Adaptation. And with adaptation, what that means is that I will adjust. I adjust to whoever it is that I'm honoring.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, okay. For example, if the thing about water. Water is a great example of honor. It adjusts to whatever you put it in. Adjusts to whatever you put it in.
That's good.
That's what honor works. Dishonor says, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to adjust. I'm not going to acquiesce. I'm not going to move, you know, not going to move differently, etc. And that's dishonorable. And so when you look at honor, honor number one starts with God. Do you honor the Lord? When I say that, Pastor, what do you think about when I say honor the Lord?
When I think about reverence, I think about respect, I think about obedience. Do I obey him? That's what I think about.
Got it. And here it is. Again, remember, honor is adaptation. So adaptation means whatever's important to you becomes important to me. Okay? So in 1 Samuel 2 and 30, God says something real powerful. He says, God starts out the verse like this. He says, therefore, says the Lord God of Israel. He says, I promised that members of your family would minister before me forever. It's the NIV version. But now the Lord declares, pay attention. He said, I made you a promise. He said, but now far be it from me. Pay attention. Those who honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me will be disdained.
Yeah.
Now that's deep because God says, since what's important to me isn't important to you, then what's important to you is not important to me.
That's good.
Which means there's this honor relationship that God says, you should have made what was important to me important to you because you didn't. Even though I made you a promise, I'm not doing it. And I'm not doing it, watch me, not because you made mistakes. I'm not doing it because you dishonor me. You don't adapt to me.
You don't adapt
to me. Wow. You want me to adapt to you. And let's be honest, in a lot of Christianity today, that's what it is. I just want Jesus in my heart, bro. I just want this. And God is like, look, okay, that's cool, baby, but you need to adapt. So that means, again, obey, right? And then what does the Bible tell us to do if we've sinned? Confess. Not sit there and say, well, ain't nobody perfect. He understand my heart. That ain't what he said to do, boo. He said, confess your sins. 1 John chapter 1. And he's faithful and just to forgive you. But we have a culture now that says, I'm not even going to confess. I'm just going to say he understands.
Wow.
I'm not even going to own it. I'm just going to say, well, ain't nobody perfect.
Right.
And God is like, yeah, that's dishonorable. That's not what I said to do. Wow. See, honor is if I said to do A, do A. If I ordered pizza, don't bring me no Chinese food.
That's it.
Right? So it starts with God. Then it goes to those that are above you. And any seat that is above you. It's just that simple. Any seat that is above you. And remember, you're honoring the seat. That's Romans 13:7, just for my note takers on the podcast.
Right.
Then honor flows around those that are equal to you. So what are you honoring? You're honoring the fact that they're a human being. You're honoring the fact that they are the creation of God. You're honoring the fact that at the end of the day, you know what? That is a person, and I will reap what I sow. So what I give to them, I'll get back.
So now this is in the category of your friends.
Exactly.
I wanted to deal with family, friends and pastoral. You hit pastoral. Absolutely. We started off with parents. Now we're in the equalness of our friends and associates. This is good.
Right.
Keep flowing.
And here's how that looks, right? Here's how that looks when you're honoring equal too.
Yeah.
It looks like this. It looks like respecting who and what they are, and also respecting the fact that you can't change who or what they are. Okay? Now, how is that honor? Because many times your frustration with the people around you is you're trying to make them into something different than what they are. It's respecting the fact.
Stop the show. Rewind.
Let's go.
Say that again, Bishop.
You're trying to make them into something that they are not. So part of honor says, I realize, and you know what? And you and I's connection is really symbolic of this. You and I are different in many ways and very similar in some ways. Similar in our passion for the Lord, similar in our love for the Lord, but different in how we approach different things, right? And in that difference, when we have conversations, I will say something like this, or you'll say something like this. I'll say, okay, I hear what you're saying. I respect that. Let me say this for the sake of saying it, but I understand where you're at.
Right, right.
Because I honor the fact that you aren't me.
Yes.
And sometimes what happens for many people when it comes to honoring equally is that you get frustrated that people aren't you. Well, that's the whole concept. They're not you.
That's it.
So you honor the difference. And honoring the difference, that means that I also honor the spaces and the places that we may not be able to go together.
Right.
I'm going to say that again.
Come on now. Please do.
We honor the spaces and the places that we may not be able to go together. So, for example, if you have a friend that's not good at business, right, honoring them, and that's me, means that I cannot go into that place or space with you because I already know that that's not something that you're good at. So to go there with you is to dishonor the truth I know about you.
Wow. Man, that's good.
That's deep, right?
That is. Man, that's
good. It's to dishonor the truth that I know about you. So if I get frustrated and angry, it's my fault because I dishonored the truth that I knew.
Look, boy, man, listen. You are giving.
If you know one of your friends is a sensationalist, which means you got to water down what they say.
Right.
Dishonor them is to take everything they say face value because you know that's not, you already know that's not how they roll.
Right. Right.
You already know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You already know it.
Come on now.
So why in the world are you sitting there pretending like, you know, what they saying is exactly as it is on the surface? Because you already know there's more to it. And I want to go this last thing, Pastor. Here it is. All of that emanates because you honor. We'll have to get to honoring down another time. But it all starts from honoring you. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Here's the principle. I can't give others what I don't give me. So here's my question. Do you honor your word to yourself?
Wow. Come on. Come on, Bishop.
Listen, I know, right? Like,
do you do what you say you gonna do?
Because it's easy. Everybody likes to talk about, you know, people didn't keep their word, people didn't do it. Do you keep your word to yourself?
Man, this is good.
Do you honor your word? Do you respect yourself? Part of that self-respect means, watch me, if you're single, that means you're not getting yourself caught up in soul ties. Why? I respect me too much to go on sale that cheap.
What?
Ain't nobody going to say nothing to me today.
Go on sale that cheap. Dollar General prices.
Listen.
Dollar Tree prices.
I respect me too much.
Wow.
To do that.
Okay.
And so what happens is that, you know, in situations like this, when you respect you, it changes the whole dynamic. Because you recognize, wait a minute, I honor me. I honor God. I honor those above me. I honor those equal to me. I honor me. We'll get into that another time. And I honor myself. Yeah. So because I honor myself, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Man,
people often say to me, and you know this about me, I'm a very disciplined man.
Yes.
Not perfect, not perfect, but a disciplined man.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm disciplined with my eating. I'm disciplined with finances. I'm disciplined with every, you know, virtually every aspect of my life. And any area that's not disciplined, when I find it's not, I bring it into discipline. And people will sometimes say, it's no big deal. Just live a little. I'm like, well, this is living for me. Loving me is living for living.
Come on now.
And part of honor is love.
That's good.
So because I want to live a long, healthy, anointed, prosperous, blessed, favorite life, no, I don't move like everybody else moves. I don't want to move like how everybody else moves.
You move different.
I move different, right? And so sometimes people say, oh, it's no big deal. Or I say, you know what? It's not for you, but that's because you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't understand why I honor me the way that I honor me.
Right.
Right? And so it's difficult to give to somebody, you know, what you don't give to you. But again, it's I got to honor God. I honor those above me. I honor those equal to me. But I can do all of that because I first honor me. Mm-hmm. So why am I faithful to church attendance? Because I honor me. I honor me, and being faithful to church attendance doesn't only honor God, but it also honors me. Yeah. It is me saying to myself, you are so important to God. Don't miss what he has to say. Come on.
That's good. That's good.
That's the crash course in honor.
Bishop,
I'll keep it
Bishop.
Simple and not overloaded.
Yeah, but we got to do a part two, though. We have to do
absolutely
a part two about honor down, and I didn't get to honoring in relationships. I want to deal next week. I want to deal with honoring in the courtship and honoring in marriage. Yes, so you got to tune in next week. Listen, y'all, thank y'all so much for listening. Shout out to my patrons, because if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be able to do the good ministry that we do. Bishop, bless us out, man, with a word of prayer on honor.
Yes, sir. Father, we bless you. I pray, Lord, your word says that you have made us and crowned us with glory and honor. I pray that you would restore the spirit of honor to every individual that's listening. Honor for you. Honor for who's above them. Honor for who's equal to them. And honor for themselves. Father, that we would walk in honor, because honor produces great results. In the book of Acts, when they honored Paul on the island of Malta, the Bible says that for 3 months, Paul did great miracles and there was great favor. What does that mean, Lord? That honor brings seasons of favor. I pray, God, that favor would be released, because honor is released. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Until next time, y'all, we will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Y'all know what it is. It is the Soul Ties Podcast. Peace and love. Listen, I want to bless you with a free gift. Make sure you text Soul Ties to 888-756-8681 to receive a free ebook, free message, and weekly podcast on my Patreon.